And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Our DDD devotional diamond of the day. In divine security. See, in divine is one word. In divine security. Also, Russell Shubin, director of Christian Outlook, he joins us to review the best of the best of the best of Christian Talk Radio. Get this DDD. It's called The Greatest Love Story Missed. Ooh. And today's Facebook post, how long will we hold back?
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations. Spiritual observations. My life's insanities. Can you actually be some public figure and be on a D-list? Does anybody really believe that? I just thought I'd ask. And oy vey, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 866-577-2473, 866-K-PRAISE. Any topic is, of course, technically open for conversation because it's not professional radio. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Got to take a short break. Then we're going to come back. But you can listen to SRN News.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. One day after President Trump announced the U.S. withdrawal from the Paris climate change deal, the administration is vigorously defending that decision. At the White House, EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt said, climate change is real, but there is a bigger question.
It still begs the question, what do we do about it? Does it pose an existential threat, as some say? You know, people have called me a climate skeptic or a climate denier. I don't even know what it means to deny the climate. I would say that there are climate exaggerators.
Among those unhappy with the president's decision, House Democratic Leader Nancy Pelosi.
It's an embarrassment to our country, and it should be an embarrassment to him personally for how he answers to his grandchildren.
Meanwhile, world leaders are pledging to boost their efforts to curb global warming. Also at SRNnews.com, the monthly jobs report is out, and there was a slowdown in hiring in May.
Only 138,000 jobs were added last month, and that means job gains have averaged 121,000 over the past 3 months. That's a deceleration from an average of 181,000 over the past year. But PNC Financial Services Group Chief Economist Gus Fauché says it's not a reflection on the Trump administration.
The job market was set for slowing anyway. Businesses are finding it more difficult to find workers. There are fewer of them out there, and so that could be a drag on job growth.
Despite the slowdown in job growth last month, few economists foresee another downturn looming. Shelley Adler, Washington.
A Republican Party spokesman is attacking Kathy Griffin's press conference in which she said President Trump is targeting her over a controversial photo shoot. The RNC official said it's wrong for Griffin to play the victim after posing with a gruesome likeness of the president's head. The Dow Jones, NASDAQ, and S&P 500 all posted record highs today. This is SRN News.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. No catchy radio jingle here, just me asking for the opportunity to earn your business. I've been a top-selling realtor here in San Diego for over 2 decades, having sold homes all over the county. I'll give 25% of my commission back to a ministry of your choice. I've already given thousands to Turning Point, San Diego Rescue Mission, and Samaritan's Purse, just to name a few. I'll even front any home fix-up costs at no charge to you. As a former Muslim and now Christian, I put God first personally and professionally. If you or someone you know is considering buying or selling a home, just meet with me. You have nothing to lose. I'll even share my testimony and give you a copy of my book. Call me now at 858-780-1SAM. That's 858-780-1SAM. Or visit me online for all your real estate needs, thinksam.com. That's thinksam.com. God bless.
Ready for a night of fun and laughter? San Diego Christian College and One-Eyed Possum Production presents Charity is Fun Comedy Night Live, a one-night-only event, Saturday, June 3rd at 7 p.m. Enjoy clean, family-friendly comedy featuring Taylor Tomlinson, the finalist in Last Comic Standing, and a special guest appearance from Comedy Central. Charity is Fun Comedy Night Live will be held at San Diego Christian College in Santee, and emceed by Josh Lawson. VIP and general admission tickets are on sale now, starting at $25. Seating is limited. San Diego Christian College is offering a special discount to alumni and students. 100% of the proceeds from Charity is Fun Comedy Night will go towards San Diego Christian College student scholarships. Don't miss Charity is Fun Comedy Night Live at San Diego Christian College in Santee. For all the details and to purchase tickets, visit sdcc.edu. That's sdcc.edu.
Dear John, I'm leaving. Uncontrolled high blood pressure is serious, and I can quit whenever I want. Why can't we get back to when you checked on me? I don't want to leave, but remember, when I quit, you quit. Sincerely, your heart.
Listen to your heart. Don't let it quit on you. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get yours to a healthy range today. Find out how at heart.org/bloodpressure. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California, where we gargle all of our insights. Here we go. A couple things we want to make sure that we cover so we stay on top of things. One, the best way to stay on top of things is to climb to the top of the mountain. Let's talk about who is sponsoring this hour. I think you're gonna be able to guess pretty well. That's right, Sam Rasul at thinksam.com, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM. Sam is doing great in his business. Now, that's cool. He's doing great things for the kingdom of God in the San Diego community, which that's totally cool. He's doing great things in promoting the kingdom of God and the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ being spread throughout the world from the base here in San Diego, and he's really doing a good job taking care of the people that the Lord brings into his life in regards to work and in regards to the career that the Lord has put him in. He's not just a real estate aficionado. That would be a cool thing to say, and it is a cool thing to say, but he's at the top in many of the categories in real estate, and the biggest part about that is he believes he's doing his ministry when he's serving the people he works with. And the results are fantastic that he's able to bless other churches, other ministries through the very work that he does. So if you're a person that's thinking, I need to sell my house, but it needs work, Sam has the Fix It program where you get up to $25,000 to fix up your house. Then at the close of escrow when the house sells, he takes the money back out but doesn't charge any interest, no fees, no anything, just enabling you to sell your house faster. If you buy or sell a house through Sam, he takes 25% of his commission and gives that to whatever church or ministry that you desire. His passion is to do it right before the Lord, to bless ministries. He loves what he does, which that's pretty obvious. He comes on the show. He shares. His testimony is absolutely amazing. If you just want to talk to Sam, no obligation. If you want him to talk at your Bible study or you want to talk at your church group, maybe you want him to be a featured speaker at your church. You're thinking, but the church isn't big enough. There is no such thing as a not big enough church, because when two or more are gathered together, there is he in the midst, right? So there you go. ThinkSam.com, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM. And if you're thinking, I heard that spoon guy, he never shuts up, but I heard that guy, and he said something about that Sam guy who is a Muslim and it does real estate, and now what I'm thinking right now is, you know what I need? I need to get in touch with somebody, put somebody in touch with Sam. So what are you going to do? The goal, here's the goal that you have. Ready? Our thought is you say to them, you do this for them. You send them to Sam. You just send them over there. Just send them there. Go, 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 go. All right. Hey, is that somebody ordering a pizza? Is that what you got going on there? Huh? Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. All right, sure. I mean, we'll go with that. I'm open for that. Let's rock with it. I'd like to hear a praise. Well, what's going on?
Hey, brother, it's Michael Seawald, one of your friends from North County.
Absolutely, brother. How are you?
I'm blessed, and I've got a praise report. I just was speaking to a friend of mine, a new friend from our men's group that you had gave your testimony to, and Sam gave his. Kind of a new guy to our church, has been having marital problems, and a lot of times that's what drives a guy to join the men's group there and come to testimony night, which is fine. You know, praise the Lord. He wants to get well. But, you know, he told me he was having nightmares every day for a year and a half. And, you know, I told this guy, I said, that's not of the Lord. Do you think it's of the Lord? Do you have a nightmare and wake up every day for nightmares?
Yeah, no, that's not from the Lord.
That's not from the Lord. And he said he wasn't sure if it's from the Lord. Maybe George trying to tell him something. And I said, no. And he says, well, the men said, pray. I said, well, I'm praying for you right now. We prayed. And I said, I'm praying every day. I said, not only am we praying that you don't have nightmares, but that you wake up remembering that you are witnessing to people in your dreams like I've done. I love asking the Lord to let me witness to people in my dreams. So anyway, so guess what? The last two nights, it's his first time he's ever not had nightmares.
That's fantastic. That's awesome.
And part of it was because I said, now before you go to sleep, I want you to read Joshua chapter 1. I said, you ever read Joshua? He says, never. I said, oh my gosh. I said, the Lord's put in my heart, read chapter 1. Every night before you go to bed, read a chapter of Joshua. He's like chapter 3-4, and he says, I can't believe how great God is to this guy, blah, blah, blah. He says, and he's going to be just as great to you, and he is just as great to you and me and everybody else.
That's awesome. Great job, sir. That's great that you were praying with him. Great praise report.
Oh, you bet, you bet. And I said, now here's the deal. And I said, maybe you'll come by the gallery tomorrow. He says, no, he said, I got to go to a wake tomorrow. His friend, the paddle out, his friend died. He had to go up north. And I said, well, I said, here's the deal. I said, and he wants to witness it. That's why he wants to go up. Being kind of a new believer. I said, well, you know, here's the best witnessing is just tell him how the Lord answered prayer and you've had a miracle because no nightmares the last two nights after a year and a half of having them. That's all you got to tell people.
That's it. That's all you got to do is tell them what God did for you. That's all you
have
to
open,
do.
That'll start opening their eyes. Yeah.
That's great. Yeah. Excellent job. Good job, sir. Good to hear from you again,
well,
by the way.
You do great work. I love you and you keep up the good work. You are a number one in San Diego as far as talk radio.
I appreciate that, brother.
Okay,
very
God
much.
Bless you. Good
you
talking
too.
To you.
Take care. All right. It's our good friend, Michael Seabrand. He's a great guy. He's always got, I like. You know what I like about him? He shares cool things, cool testimonies. All right, let's go into this real fast. We got our DDD. Going to fire in like, watch me. All right, do we have a sound for this? We have a sound. This first one called In Divine Security. What do you got?
Sir, do not get loud with me. Oh, no. Security. This dude needs to go.
Security. Here's the thing. The thing is, everybody deep in their heart, whether they want to say so or not, they're looking for a sense of security, period. Watch this. Jesus. Jesus comes around. He goes, yeah, I'm going to destroy all this stuff. Watch this. Here's Jesus, Matthew chapter 8, verse 18 through 20. When Jesus saw large crowds around him, he gave the order to go to the other side. And a scribe approached him and said, teacher, I will follow you wherever you go. Jesus told him, foxes have dens and birds of the sky have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head. All right, so let's look at that. I am not a dude that can give you a lot of information on animal life. Let's just start there. So when Jesus says foxes have dens, birds have the sky, I'm going to take that at the I'm dumb value. I'm going to go with the birds can like make a nest in trees in the sky, and they fly around in the sky, and foxes kind of hang out in the rocks and little dens. I got that. But then Jesus says this, the Son of Man doesn't have any place to lay his head. So for Jesus, there for the security of a home life, it's kind of like nada. And nada is not a light chicken gravy, even though you might have saw that in a movie, which I saw in the movie. It was pretty funny. Here's the bottom line. There is no place. Oh, you're not going to like this. But remember, I love you. There is no place that you are going to find absolute security on this earth. There is no place of rest on this earth the way you're looking for it. There is tons of security in your communion with the Lord, but you are on, get this, the wrong planet if you are looking for long-term security where your feet walk. There will be wondrous security for us in the new heavens and the new earth, but this isn't that. There will be streets of gold and the fellowship of God where the presence of God is brighter than any light you can imagine, that the city doesn't even need lights because the glory of God shines so bright. There's no need for, I mean, you're just talking like, wowzer, right? Guess what? This is not that. Just this planet, this is not that. I'm not telling you to build a rocket ship and leave the planet. You know I'm not telling you that. Here is what I am telling you. Recognize that there is a place that you are going to, that Jesus is making clear amongst us as his followers, that this place that we go to is lights out fantastic. It is awesome on every realm. It is not here. We are a people that look for the new heavens and the new earth. I just did this theology debate, and people were talking about stewardship of the earth. And I don't disagree that there's stewardship of the earth. I just disagree that that stewardship can redeem the earth. Only God can redeem the earth. Our stewardship cannot redeem it, which is why we entrust those things to the Lord. But if you're looking for that wonderful divine security, it is not this side of glory. You'll never find the ultimate rest here because the ultimate rest is not here, but it is with him. Isn't that cool? I just like that. All right. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. You got to take a short break and then come back. Don't go anywhere.
Experience continues on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Muslim converts are breathing new life into Europe's struggling Christian churches. This is Truth Itself. I'm Bob Dittmer. Christianity is making a comeback in Europe, and it's mostly thanks to Muslims. That's according to experts in Islam and some other faith leaders. A soaring number of Muslims, many of them refugees from Syria, Iraq, and Afghanistan, are converting to Christianity, breathing new life into Europe's once floundering Christian churches. The Muslims are flocking to various Christian denominations, including Protestants, Evangelical, or Catholic. As many parts of Europe are becoming more secular, and houses of worship are seeing congregants leave in droves, it's Muslim converts who are reviving struggling Christian churches. Matthew Kamik, a professor at the Fuller Theological Seminary in Seattle, told Fox News, "European churches have struggled for decades to share the gospel with modern secular Europeans. They have found Muslim immigrants to be much more open to the message of Christianity." Kamik, who has done research focused on Christian responses to Muslim immigrants in the Netherlands and has written a book titled Christian Hospitality and Muslim Immigration in an Age of Fear, said secular Europeans rarely sense a deep need for the type of healing and salvation that the church offers. But Muslims are intensely spiritual. He also points out that it's illegal in many Muslim countries to convert to another religion, so it's safer to convert to Christianity in Europe. As healthcare costs continue to rise, many Christians are feeling the pinch. If you've been forced to choose between high health insurance premiums and huge tax penalties, it's time you considered a truly affordable alternative, MediShare. Learn how thousands of Christians can help you save on your health care. MediShare, affordable biblical health care. The phone number is 844-49-BIBLE. That's 844-49-BIBLE. You can see these stories and more on our website, truthitself.com. Truth Itself, news that impacts your faith, family, and country.
The British apologist and writer G.K. Chesterton once observed that men sometimes do bad things from good motives, and sometimes they do good things from bad motives. The thought I would add is this: really doesn't matter either way, because the Bible says God causes all things to work together for good. God is not surprised by men's actions or motives. He's bigger than them both. Once, when the Apostle Paul was in prison, some men took advantage of his absence by trying to gain notoriety for themselves as preachers. Paul said he didn't care about their motives as long as the gospel was being preached. This is David Jeremiah encouraging you to get on the road to new life. Discover God's motives on Route 66.
Route 66, driving the word home. Log on to Route66Life.com. Start your journey home today.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
I got chills. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station, here in San Diego, California. We have on the phone with us our most frequented guest. I think that's the title that we're going to give Russell Schubert, the most frequented guest that we have on the show. For those that are unaware of Christian Outlook, how could you possibly be unaware of Christian Outlook at this time? ChristianOutlook.com. You can go there now. You can listen here. KPRZ, right? KPRZ. Saturdays, 11 p.m. Sundays, 4 p.m. Sundays, 11 p.m. If you want to hear the best of the best of the best of Christian talk radio, and to represent the best of the best of the best and the fabulous outfit, Christian Outlook, it is our very own Russell Schubin. Russell, how are you?
I'm doing great. It was a great week and a busy one, but great to be with you again.
Always great to have you on the show. Why don't you go over what the show's got, and then we'll always go along as we do and see if we can cover as much as we can cover as fast as we can. What do you got on the show this week?
Well, we start by in our fast-moving news cycle, we start by, I guess, rolling the clock back chronologically just a little bit. Of course, this week in Afghanistan, we witnessed through news reports absolutely massive truck bomb that killed over 90 and injured over 400. And then, what was it, 2 weeks ago in Manchester, we saw the brutal attack at the end of the Ariana Grande concert. But in between, there was an attack in Egypt on Coptic Christians in a bus with 28 slaughtered there. And it was a story that was underreported and ought not be missed. And Kevin McCullough takes a closer look at that. Robert Michael Hicks is a retired chaplain and retired colonel and author of a book called Few Call It War, and he talks to Craig Roberts from our station just up in the Bay Area here. He talks to Craig about the whole threat from radical Islam, and looks at, in essence, pointing out how we have erred on the side of dealing with the threat militarily and not ideologically. And he's not against dealing with it militarily, but in order to be victorious, you need to deal with it in both capacities. We take a quick look at the Trump budget and effort to get the economy moving.
Melanie Israel of the Heritage Foundation looks at the reinstatement of the Mexico City policy. It has to do with our funds and whether or not they are used internationally for abortion. John Stone Street talks to John and Kathy out in Pittsburgh about his new book called A Practical Guide to Culture. But it's really, it's a guide. It's the conversation is a help in our incredibly fast changing culture. And his latest is an effort to get practical with it. Alan Sears joined Eric Metaxas. Alan Sears is the founder of ADF, a name that an organization that I'm sure you've had guests on from the organization before. They have appeared in the Christian Outlook before. Alan's the founder, and he talks about the broad purposes of the group, ADF, Alliance Defending Freedom, what they want to do, what they're out to protect, and why it's so important. And that religious liberty that they're defending is needs to be defended even from the very top of the government, and that is the federal government. And that President Trump, through his OMB, Office of Management and Budget, announced a change in the rule that employers will not be forced to provide contraceptive care that includes abortifacient drugs. You'll remember this, our many listeners will remember this from the Obamacare era and the discussion we had around that. So the Trump administration is coming through on a promise and reversing that policy, and that's good news for religious liberty.
How do you get all that in a show? I don't know how you do it.
We have shoehorns. That's how we do it.
That's a good answer. All right, so let's cover a couple of things. Now, and this, I'm going to say this, and you'll have to appreciate the unspoken, maybe a little bit sarcastical response, but with all this stuff going on, especially in regards to the Coptic Christians, all this stuff going on, what's the big news story, though, that's going on right now, Russell? I mean, I'm just saying, you guys, you got it covered. You covered the right things. What is it that everybody is gravitating to in the last day on the news cycle? I mean,
it's the Paris Climate Agreement, and we will pick up on coverage on that, but it's undoubtedly it's that, and it is that's dominating and the news cycle, and the establishment press is so over the top in their criticism, and then the other story that I do not think you'll see us being covered is the Kathy Griffin comedian debacle of what she did with not even worth restating. Many of the listeners will be familiar.
Yeah, and I don't want you guys to do that. That's a bad story for you guys to do, because that's just it's just a bad story, and the secondary and third tier on the story is worse, and that's a mess, yep. And it's just absolutely off the charts. But what I think is amazing is you've got the Coptic Christians, which I know is people don't realize. It's like people think, well, Coptic Christians, so what is that? Is that all, group in Finway or somewhere, if you're in Finland, that they all, have a small... It's like, they don't understand. This is brothers and sisters in the Lord who were murdered for their faith because they believe in Jesus. And the big story is Hollywood people and then the elite media, which I cannot believe we even call them media at this point. How are they not just propagandists? But freaking out over the Paris Accords, which is simply saying, and even Trump said, we'll renegotiate. And they're like, oh, it's the end of the world. And it's like, Christians should be like, what do you mean 28 Christians died for their faith just the other week? I mean, how is that not the lead story?
Well, and it's not only that it's not the lead story, is it was barely a blip, and that's the reason why we tried to highlight it and we lead out our show with it. But what you're pointing towards is what we are trying to do with the Christian Outlook. Maybe it's worth just stating succinctly, is that we are not trying to give you exactly what you could get if you turned on Fox News or CNN or MSNBC. We are interacting with the headline news, the top news, but what we try to give special attention to is the stuff that is of particular interest to our audience, like you out there in San Diego today. That's what we're trying to give special attention to, and issues of Christian concern, issues of religious liberty concern, and the interaction of those of the headline stories in the news with Christian conviction.
You know, that's why you're on this show every week. I'm just saying it straightforward too, because you're not like them. And at this point, you know, I don't actually care what the media outlet is. My wife and I have gotten to the point where we don't have any sense of confidence in what's being communicated, because it seems like every headline is skewed and every story is skewed. And it's like, I want to know from the Christian point of view, what is this stuff that's going on? And that's why I love what you guys are doing, is because you're saying, look, these people are being murdered for their faith. And you might think it's 1,000 or 5,000 miles away, but it won't always be. And it's like, this is stuff that we really need to be aware of. So I love that you guys do that. I love that you look at this and you look at these different elements. Like even Donald Trump, whether he's and turns out to be the fantastic president, okay president, lousy president, at least he's doing something that the prior president didn't do. At least Donald Trump's trying to keep his word in some of these things. And it's like, look, I mean, at least he's pulling the trigger on some of those things. So everybody going, he's not a conservative, he's not a Christian. Yeah, you couldn't tell by some of the laws he's trying to enact.
Well, at EPA in Scott Pruitt is one example of, and actually Scott Pruitt is an evangelical with a long history of his commitment to his faith, but he's also very good at what he's doing, and so he's in the hot seat this week. And then with regard to all the so many things related to life, that is the cause of life, you have to know that Vice President Pence is a big influence there. And so if pro-life rules and pro-life laws are being enacted, we ought to redeem the time, that is, take advantage of that, and we ought to celebrate that with however much noise is happening, however much other stuff is in the news that may also deserve some of our attention, but we ought not to miss some of these good things.
Yeah. Now, you guys, you must keep being a beacon. I mean, I know it's not easy, and it's not the most popular job per se, and you probably don't get enough props for what you do, Russell. I mean, I'm just being honest. But you cannot stop being a beacon saying, look, this news has to be viewed with a perspective that involves Christianity in the lens of the glass that you're looking through, the glasses you're looking through. And I just encourage you to keep going. I encourage people to listen. When you guys are on KPRZ, now they're on Saturdays at 11 p.m., Sundays at 4 p.m., so you're not at church yet, so you can listen. Sundays at 11 p.m., if you're one of those, you know, late-night people, or anytime at ChristianOutlook.com, you can listen to the show. But this is the perspective and the news approach and the reporting and the reviewing that Christians need. And I just encourage you to keep going. Don't let anybody or any spirit of distraction or discouragement sway you from the vision and the mission God's given you.
Thanks for the encouraging words today, David. I very much appreciate it. If any of your listeners out there have tracked with the program and on KPRZ over the weekend, take an extra minute and sign up and get the podcast, and you can get our old episodes, and you could share our old episodes with friends and family. So start at ChristianOutlook.com, and that's a good way to support what we're doing and help keep it going. But your encouragement today, but each and every week has been just terrific.
Yeah, we appreciate you, brother. We love you in the Lord, and just you, your staff, everybody around you. Keep going, you know? Unfortunately, I have to use it this way. Keep on swimming.
All right,
brother. God bless you, man. Have a fantastic weekend.
All the best to you and all your listeners. God bless.
All right, take care. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back. Don't go anywhere.
Because in his hands I'm changing to a servant of God.
national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Separation from a spouse or legal partner is difficult, plain and simple. Child custody, visitation challenges, spousal support disagreements, and so forth can be incredibly messy if proper legal groundwork has not been set. Family law attorney Robert J. Balmer has been helping separated couples navigate the uneasy waters of divorce and legal separation for over 40 years. Robert is an experienced professional and will always talk to you straight. If you need help with any family law situation, call Robert Balmer, B-A-U-M-E-R, for a free legal consultation. He'll give you good, sound advice about your situation and what should be done. For a free consultation with Robert, call 619-497-0054. The law offices of Robert J. Balmer, a good team to have on your side. 619-497-0054. 619-497-0054.
Ken had to get up so many extra times during the night to turn me, to make me comfortable.
Johnny Erickson Tata on today's Focus on the Family Minute.
And one night, before we turned out the lights, he sat on the edge of the bed again, and he confessed to me, "I am so tired, I have no strength for this. I feel trapped." My response that time, "Oh, Ken, if you feel trapped, I'm going to find a way to open that cage because you're my best friend." And I tell you what, I could see it right before my eyes, this weight lift off my husband's shoulders. And it was a huge turning point in our marriage. God was doing a healing, a deeper healing in both of us.
More encouragement from Johnny for your marriage at FamilyMinute.org.
This is John MacArthur. Join me for today's Portraits of Grace. Savonarola has been called the burning beacon of the Reformation. His sermons denouncing the sin and corruption in the church of his day helped pave the way for the Protestant Reformation itself. Many who heard his powerful sermons went away half-dazed, bewildered, and speechless. Often, sobs of repentance resounded throughout the entire congregation as the Spirit of God moved in their hearts under the preaching of that great Italian. However, some who heard him couldn't tolerate the truth and eventually had him burned at the stake. Sinful people won't tolerate a righteous standard. But remember, your present sufferings are not worthy to be compared with the glory you will one day experience in Christ's presence. This is John MacArthur encouraging you to live as Portraits of Grace.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. This segment, by the way, brought to you by Whitefields Ministries, our good friend Steve Wheeler. And we encourage you to pray for Steve and Coral. You are welcome to go to their website, whitefields.org, especially if you want to see some ministry testimonies, which I think testimonies, praise reports like we got from Michael earlier, just those kind of things are super duper cool. If you want the great Christian theological term, it's super duper duper cool. Because when God answers prayer and does fantastic things in people's lives, we should be going, yeah. That should be the thing that really moves us and motivates us, because that's the engagement we have with the Lord. So Whitefields, they take the pastors that have fantastic reports and they put that information on their website. And this audience by itself, with, you know, between Sam and the audience, we're into our second roof that is being purchased for people that they can gather water. The second and third wells are being in process right now because of this audience. You guys are great, and I appreciate it. But if you want to have a lifting up or an encouraging moment, go to whitefields.org and just read some of the testimonies. You don't have to give. Don't give. How about that? I order you not to give. Not that that means anything, but I'm just saying, okay? Just go read some of it or listen, read some of the testimonies, see some of the pictures. Totally awesome. That's what I'm going to go with. It's totally awesome. All right. Tugboat Todd wanted to ask me a question about geology or geography.
You mentioned, or last segment, you mentioned Finway. Now, is that in between Finland and Norway?
Yes, and actually Greenland and the other one.
Iceland.
Iceland and Greenway. No, what's the other one?
Greenland.
That one. They're all mixed.
Greenland is icy and Iceland is green.
Yeah, I have not figured that out. I do think that's kind of strange, much like I think, and I've been to Hawaii 5 times, much like I think the idea that they have an interstate there just seems bizarre. To what?
I don't know if it's true or not, but I did hear that the Vikings, the original people that founded Iceland, which is really green, they didn't want people to come. So they named it Iceland.
I thought that the Vikings were from Minnesota, so you and I are on completely different pages. All right, let's get into our next DDD. Do we have some music? We do have some music on this one. We specialized it. This one's called The Greatest Love Story Missed.
Where do I begin to tell the story of how great a love can be?
Oh, shucks. I missed that.
That's right. That's right. We did that. People are like, you can't do that. Yes, we can. We can do anything we want. We're like Play-Doh.
Where do I begin to tell the story of how great a love can be?
Oh, shucks. I missed that.
All right. Now, having said that, it's really funny. Come on. If you can't lighten up. Go on a diet. Here's what I'm going to tell you. Matthew chapter 27, verse 50. Now, it's serious, but I want you to catch the joy that you can pull out of this, even though it's an intense portion. Matthew 27:50. And don't think I'm belittling this, because if you do, man, that would just really irritate me. Jesus shouted again with a loud voice and gave up his spirit. Can I tell you something about that passage? Most people buzz right by that passage. You're reading the end of Matthew, you're reading the end of Mark, the end of Luke, the end of John, and you might have missed this, so I want to make sure you get it. Jesus shouted again with a loud voice and gave up his spirit. Gave up. He didn't quit. He yielded his life for our sake because he loved us and he loves us. His life wasn't taken from him like the unspiritual and biblically uneducated claim. He wasn't a victim of the death penalty like the unspiritual and the biblically uneducated claim. He came to die to sacrifice himself. John chapter 10, verse 18, no one takes my life from me, but I lay it down of my own. I have the right to lay it down, and I have the right to take it up again. I have received this command from my Father. Jesus willfully yielded, gave up his life for our sake. Now, not understanding that shows a tremendous lack of understanding regarding the gospel of Jesus Christ and regarding God's plan of redemption. But I want you to get something that's super duper cool. Jesus went through a whole bunch of bad stuff. He was beaten. He was, you know, they mocked him. They spit on him. The Bible says they put something over his head. They punched him in the face. I mean, he was getting abused. And he's on the cross, and he's right there on the cross. And at any point, ladies and gentlemen, at any point, he had the ability, if he chose, to call out for relief, for deliverance. I mean, everything that was happening to him was, in a sense, unjust because he had committed no crime and no sin. So he shouldn't have been going through the process, but he was doing it for our sake to demonstrate his love. Look at what the word says. Jesus shouted again and with a loud voice, and he gave up his spirit. Do you know why he gave up his spirit? For you. That's why. He gave up his... Now look at this. He could have... No! I've had enough! But he didn't do that. He went all the way to the extreme end of the result of crucifixion, to the point of death, to say to you and me, I love you. and I am willing to engage in what is necessary so that we can fellowship together forever. Of his own decision, of his own right, he laid his life down for you and I. My friends, sometimes this great love story is missed. We get caught up in the theology and the churchianity. Don't forget the love that God has declared, the sacrifice that Jesus has shown, the desire to be with us at any cost, even the cost of his life. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. You got to take a short break and then come back. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
You live in a nice neighborhood or condominium community, but that isn't enough. You need to know your board and community manager are making the right decisions to protect your investment. Community Associations Institute can help. Visit responsiblecommunities.com to learn more.
Are you showing your mate acceptance when they succeed and when they fail?
This is Real Family Life with marriage and family expert Dennis Rainey for Friday, June 2nd.
If something doesn't go quite like I planned or expected it, my husband is very encouraging. He listens to my feelings about what I thought occurred or happened. He keeps me pretty objective.
It's impossible to avoid failures, isn't it? It's important for a husband and a wife to remember that as they seek to build one another up. Our goal is not to help our spouse learn never to fail. It's to show love and acceptance no matter what. My wife Barbara and I tried to tackle a project I've been putting off. I tried to cut down a tree in our backyard, and it was a real disaster. It ended when that tree fell right on top of Barbara's prized Japanese maple. How did Barbara respond? She wrapped her arms around me and told me how proud she was that I'd tried to cut down that tree. When I felt like a klutz, she loved and affirmed me. One final thought. Your mate will experience times of success and failure. Both present an opportunity for you to show unconditional love and acceptance. I'm Dennis Rainey, and that's Real Family Life.
The American Red Cross urgently needs blood and platelet donations and asks donors to schedule an appointment to give now. Your blood donation matters to the patients counting on life-saving transfusions. Visit redcrossblood.org.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California, where Tugboat Todd had to tell me where that music was from because I'm getting old. I used to watch The Green Hornet way back in the day before they tried to redo that movie, which was a terrible redo on the movie, by the way. I'm just saying.
I think one episode they teamed up with Batman. It was kind of cool.
Yeah, long, long time ago in a land far away when television was like entertaining. That was a long, long time ago. This segment brought to you by E. Cola, Termite and Pest Control. Powerful termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly. I'm going to get you. Got it. All right, so here's what's bugging me. By the way, if you don't know, ecolatermite.com, 800-332-BUGS. 800-332-BUGS. I walked into Tugboat Todd's master production room, and I said, I don't like any of the things I'm using for my what's bugging me. And then I looked at him and looked up at the window, and then it came to me, and I'm going to tell you what it is. You know what's bugging me? Office potlucks. Office potlucks. Not office parties or not office where they get something that's really good, right? But the ones where everybody goes, I don't know what to bring, and Tugboat Tab, what does the about five or six people bring?
Chips.
That's right, chips. And some people bring salsa. Other people bring ketchup. Or actually, they take the ketchup out of the fridge that's in the office and then put it in a bowl and then try and throw something in there like it's salsa, which is really poor. But here's the thing. If you're going to go to an office party, you know, put a little effort into it. I know that stopping at Vaughn's and picking up a macaroni salad is convenient, but it is not thoughtful.
You know why I bought plums the last office party?
You did? Plums?
Do you know why?
No.
Because I couldn't find a date.
Because you couldn't find a what? A date?
Date.
Oh, my goodness gracious. You're not planning on quitting your job anytime soon to go into comedy, are you? You know how they say, you know, dark on Mondays? You might be dark 7 days a week if you do that. So I would kind of stay away from that. All right, here we go. That's what's bugging me. I just bring in that point up. No, it's nothing wrong with going straight and getting some good. Just don't grab that cheap macaroni salad just because you just don't have time for anything. Take 5 extra minutes. 5 extra minutes and find something good. You know what? Donuts. That always works. Nobody is depressed when people bring donuts. Here it is, our Facebook post. How long will we hold back? What do we got for a sound?
How many licks does it take to get to the Tootsie Roll center of a Tootsie Pop?
Let's find out. 1, 2, 3, 3.
There you go. That's how many. All right. Here it is. Joshua chapter 18, verse 1 through 4. The entire Israelite community assembled at Shiloh, where it set up a tent of meeting, and the land had been subdued by them. 7 tribes among the Israelites were left who had not divided up their inheritance. So Joshua said to the Israelites, how long will you delay going out to take possession of the land that the Lord God of your fathers gave you? That's an inhaling whistle, by the way, if you want to know what that sound was. Here you go. The entire community. So Joshua said to them, how long will you delay going out to take possession of the land that the Lord, the God of your fathers, gave you? Here it is. How long will you delay? You're thinking, yeah, that's what Joshua asked him. No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm asking you, how long will you delay? How long are you going to delay? How long am I going to delay before we go for it? Well, I had this ministry idea, Dave, and I've always wanted to do it. Okay, fantastic. How long are you going to delay? I had this business idea I wanted to try. Great. How long are you going to delay? Well, I want to do something super special for my wife. Oh, great. How long are you going to delay? Why don't you, sometimes you got to go for it. Can I explain something to you? I love my kids. And I really am proud of my daughter and my sons. And my daughter has, she is one of those people that plans things, right? She's a planner, not just a regular planner. I mean, she's a like me, only in planning, which is terrible, right? And so they have the baby, and it's great, and everything's going along with their plans. Guess what? In the middle of their planning, God said, time for you guys to have another baby. Now they have another baby on the way, which wasn't really part of the plan. Can I explain to you how this works? The circumstances will never be perfect for you to step out. If you are waiting for everything to be, oh, just so right, you will die and move on to the next before they get there. That is not the process of our existence in the Lord. Because again, our evaluation of when the circumstances are ripe or when the circumstances are perfect is horrible. I mean, we're terrible at it because we don't know what's going to happen 60 seconds from now. We only know what happened 60 seconds ago. So the question that's put forth, the challenge is, well, how long are you going to delay before you just go for it? And it's like, but Dave, doing something like that requires risk. That's right, R-I-S-K, my favorite way to spell faith. Because it takes faith to take your foot and put it over the boat when you're on the water and step out on the water, doesn't it? But you'd never learn to walk on the water unless you walk with faith, right? Sometimes we just pull it back, and I do this. You get ultra conservative in your approaches with the Lord. I think there can be an exceedingly ultra conservative approach. You know, I do my devotions. I'm really, really committed to my devotions. But every once in a while, I can tell the Lord wants me to spend a lot more time being quiet than talking. And that just means I have to be acting in faith to trust that him and I are having that communion and that I could shut my mind down long enough to commune with him. My point in all of that is how you perceive it should be and how I perceive it should be. That's not really what it is. But there are many of you out there where the Lord has put a seed in your heart and you know you want to try something, but you just fear holds you back. The circumstances aren't perfect. It's not the perfect way it needs to be. And here I'm giving you permission. Go for it. If it's in kingdom attitude and if the approach is submitted to God in a righteous, sincere fashion, go for it. If the Lord tells you no, then you stop. And if the Lord partners with you and moves you forward, then you keep going. Don't be afraid. Sometimes you got to just move forward in faith and trust him. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to have a chance for our good friend Marty to join you. Then we'll be coming back for more. Don't go anywhere.
Stay tuned for more of the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.